USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second woman is accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior. Amy Lapos tells a newspaper in Connecticut that in 2009, Biden put his hand around her neck and pulled her close to rub noses with her. Lapos doesn't believe it was sexual, but did suggest it crossed the line with her. This after a Nevada woman came forward last week accusing Biden of grabbing her shoulders and smelling her hair and kissing her head during an event in 2014. As President Trump continues to say there's an immigration crisis on the southern border, acting ICE director Ron Vitello says the agency cannot keep up with all the people coming across.
They come into CBP custody. They're sometimes transferred to ICE, but if you're a child or you come with your child to the border, you're being released. Since December, ICE has had to release 125,000 family members into the United States. That's just since December this year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Manufacturing in the United States is rebounding. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Institute for Supply Management says national factory activity rose to 55.3 on its index last month. That's up from 54.2 in February, which had been the lowest level since November 2016. Economists were expecting a rise to 54.5, so it did come in a little short. The ISM, though, reports any reading above 50 indicates manufacturing is expanding. The employment index, production, and new orders index all rising in March as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Competing rallies are being held in Chicago over the Jussie Smollett case. Reverend Jesse Jackson and other clergy are gathering in support of Cook County's Democratic State Attorney Kim Fox, who is under fire for her decision to drop the charges against Smollett. Meanwhile, the Fraternal Order of Police is gathering outside Fox's office. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The Marine Corps is continuing to look into a Marine helicopter crash near Yuma, Arizona. More from USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The Saturday night crash occurred on the vast Marine Corps Air Station Yuma training grounds, located about 2 miles from the city. The training ground is one of the world's largest military operations. Cause of the crash of the Viper helicopter remains under investigation. The names of the pilots who died will be withheld until 24 hours after the next of kin have been notified. The pilots were conducting a routine training mission as part of the Weapons and Tactics Instructor course. I'm John Clemens.
The investigation continues into why two Boeing 737 MAX airplanes crashed just after takeoff. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
International investigators looking into the Ethiopian and Lion Air crashes agree that the automated flight control system did play a key role in the accidents. Former Boeing safety engineer Todd Curtis on the BBC.
Fault may have been with the options that Boeing presented to their customers. There was a indication that the pilots could have that there could be a system malfunction, but that ability to provide that indication was not standard equipment. It was something that had to be added.
346 people died in the two crashes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.